The Tea Planter's Wife by Dinah Jeffries.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Prologue. Ceylon, 1913. The woman held a slim white envelope to her lips. She hesitated for a moment longer, pausing to listen to the achingly sweet notes of a distant Sinhalese flute. She considered her resolve, turning it over as she would a pebble in her palm, then sealed the envelope and propped it against a vase of wilting red roses. The antique ottoman stood at the end of the four-poster bed. Made from dark wood, its sides were covered in satin moiré with a padded leather lid. She lifted the lid, took out her ivory wedding dress, and draped it over the back of a chair, wrinkling her nose at the sickly scent of mothballs. She selected a rose, broke off the bloom, and glanced at the baby, glad that he still slept. At her dressing table, she raised the flower and held it against her fair hair. Such fine threads of silk, he had always said. She shook her head and let the flower go. Not today. On the bed, the baby's clothes were already placed in random piles. With the tips of her fingers, she touched a freshly laundered matinee jacket, remembering the hours she'd spent knitting until her eyes had stung. Lying beside the clothing were sheets of white tissue paper. Without further delay.